You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Happy Tuesday, bitches. Welcome back. Another Tuesday episode of Destroying Your Life one Tuesday at a time.
Destroying Your Life 101.
Yes.
What's up, Trey?
Same shit.
Same shit.
Different day.
Yeah. I hear you. I fucking hear you. We have a really fun episode planned for you guys today. Partly my journey, partly...
my stuff fucking life.
I never wanted to know.
Yeah, for sure.
In life. Yeah. I never wanted to share, certainly, with anybody.
No, and now look at us here, sharing away. Spread eagle.
Oh, my God.
So we don't jump right into the whole coming in me thing. Let's start out with...
spoiler alert.
Bad examples, good advice.
Bad examples, good advice.
Jessica, do we have any good ones?
Yes. Tracy and Jess, where do I begin? I've loved Tracy since I was probably 14. I was a Jersey girl born and raised in small town Nebraska. You both have helped me so much feeling confident in my style. You've also helped me feel better about certain things in my relationship because you remind me I am not alone. You guys are both such incredible role models and the best examples a girl could ask for.
That's so cute.
Someday when I have a child, I will use a ton of advice you have given me. Thank you so much for being amazingly hilarious and keep being the beautiful baddies you are. Baddie forever. We love you back, Tara. Thank you.
She's so cute.
So sweet.
Triway parenting.
101.
Hopefully. I'm spreading that like legs.
I like that.
I want everyone to Triway parent their kids because they'll just be better people. Okay. I have another one. Ready?
Yep.
I love you girls so much. Thank you for always giving me the inspiration to continue on with my life. Some days I feel terribly defeated, but I listen to your podcast and I start laughing right away. It makes my day better. Just little things like that are really cute.
I love our baddies so much.
Thank you, Samantha, for saying that. That's really sweet.
Where do I start? Okay, so do you remember a few episodes back when we had Psychic Alice on?
Oh, yeah.
And do you remember she did a fertility blessing for me?
I remember you were going to get one. You got it?
Yeah.
Oh, that went down.
So she messaged me and was like, here are some affirmations. Like, I think you were like blocked before. And like,
is this the same person who told you don't stress until October?
She told me that it's going to happen in January.
Yeah, but she said like, I would hold off on it. Like, don't even bother until October.
Did she say that?
I remember something about October. I don't remember if it was you or me though. Maybe.
No, you don't stress until October. Oh. And what have you been doing clearly? Stressing. Yeah.
Stressing. So how did that go?
All right, so she gave me affirmations and like all that stuff, but she told me to get stones, like
kidney stones.
Nope. Like
what?
Like
quartz. Heidi and Spencer stones.
Yes. What do you call them?
Yeah, he's really into crystals.
Thank you, crystals. Okay.
Stones. Jesus Christ. My first I went to kidney stones right away.
So, yeah, she told me to get crystals like moonstone, rose quartz. So I'm like, oh, funny. My friend Danielle.
Okay.
So sweet. Like after the miscarriage, like a lot of my friends got me things to like just like spiritual, like really sweet things. And she got me this bag of crystals.
Okay.
I keep them by my bed. I don't really do anything with them.
They're
I'm
just
not
there.
Sure like what They're to watching. Do with them. But
are you supposed to like water them or something?
Psychic Alice. Is like, I'm like, oh, I have crystals. This is actually working out perfect. And she goes, okay, make sure you wash your crystals.
Oh, I was right. Wow.
Once a week with salt water, give them a bath. And I'm just like, wow. Am I really going to take these rocks out of their pouch?
I want Denny to walk them. In.
Oh no!
When you're bathing your crystals,
it happened. So I'm like, Denny. He's like, what? I'm like, get salt water. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I have to give my crystals a bath. And he's like, no, you're not doing that. And I'm like, I already have them. I might as well bathe them, right?
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we've gone this far. Like, I don't want them to not be good because they haven't been cleansed. So I immediately throw them in the sink and fill the sink up and put salt in the sink. And my husband's like, you're a moron. Put them in a glass. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh my God, your kids are so fucked so one day.
I left them overnight, gave them a bath, and that is when I realized I'd hit a new low, and I realized the shit you do to conceive, to have a baby.
You'll do anything.
You'll do anything anyone tells you, and you know, you probably
you'll
heard,
do like cult rituals if someone's yeah. like people will be like, oh okay, I'll do it.
You've heard,
sacrifice a chicken, sure,
right? Like people tell you during this process, like they find out you want to have a baby and it doesn't matter if it's your mother, your grandmother, a friend's
everyone's
cousin
it, yeah.
Everyone has an opinion on like what you should do and things you should try. So I thought it was interesting and I wanted to share with you guys the things that I've tried and then what we've heard. And we have heard from you guys, and there are some, you guys are
fucking
fucked
people
up.
Doing a lot of weird shit.
Yeah. Like, and you know what? It's just, it's crazy. So we wanted to go through this all with you. But, you know, Tracy, you have three kids, and we're all doing all this crazy fucking things to have kids. Like, you need to pump me up. Like, why?
Yeah.
Can you give me your, like, top five reasons why we should have kids?
Sure. I feel like, there's like a ton of reasons. If I'm starting at the top most important, it would be probably having a reason and an excuse to order off the kids menu because it's frowned upon apparently if you're over 12 and you're still ordering mac and cheese.
Yo,
however,
Trey,
now nobody questions me.
I literally like went to pick something up from IHOP the other day and I'm like, will they check to see if I have a kid if it's to go?
Like, no, they're like, who's this for? And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, I have a child
they
on their
ask
way.
You that?
Like a few times before I had kids, that I was like, oh, I really just want like the kid size ribs from Outback.
Yeah.
Just the kids portion.
Yeah.
That was it. And they were like, well, who's it for? And I was like, oh, it's for me. They're like, yeah, you're over 12. And I'm like, okay, but my appetite is under 12
right
now. So why are you judging me?
Bro, I have had this French toast option. It came with French toast and
a
egg,
juice, a milk,
bacon.
A yogurt,
yeah.
Fresh cut apple slices. Why the fuck wouldn't I jump on
and
that?
And it's $5.
And
I'm like, what?
An ice cream at the end of yours. Why would anyone want to order
some
the kids
ice cream? Right. It's amazing. And yeah, so you're not getting judged. You can order an extra. They're
not
counting your
not
kids.
Getting, no, I'm telling
amazing.
You.
Amazing.
Brilliant. That's the it's the
that should
reason.
Be number one. Actually.
That is number one. Second, there's like you watch TV and their commercials come out and you're like, oh my God, I watched that as a kid. I have to go see that. But when you're an adult and you go to a Disney movie, people are like, oh, this one's a pedophile. So yeah, they're always judging, like, this one's got no friends, this one's a loser, this one's by herself at a Disney movie, she's, hold your kids tight. They're all weird, they are judging you. When you have kids, going to a Disney movie or a kids movie, like, I wanted to see The Lion King.
Are you saying that?
Jaden didn't, but I was like, guess what today we're doing? Lion King.
Are you saying that when Denny and I went to see Frozen on Ice?
I would have, yeah. They thought, like, you were trying to hijack a kid.
Trey, we were the only adults there.
Because who the fuck does that?
And
that's
all the
so
kids were
this
buying
is why you have kids.
You wave around.
Did he buy you one? You better stop talking to me. You better not ever look in my direction again. That's horrifying.
But like, it was one of those moments. Like, you know that moment when you're too old at the club and you look around and you're like, oh,
it's 12-year-olds now.
Yeah. Everyone's like 15 years younger than me. That was me at Disney on Ice. Like, I was like, oh, this is awkward.
Mm-hmm.
No other adults had this idea.
I feel like another one is, a lot of times when adults nap, people are like, oh, you're so lazy. Like, who takes
naps?
When you're a parent, they're like, nap when she naps. And it's encouraged.
Wow, encouraged napping?
It's encouraged napping. It's commendable. It's acceptable. No one's judging you for being tired. They're like, oh,
brilliant.
My God, why do you look like shit? And you're like, I have a nap. I'm so tired. And they're like, you should nap. Take a nap. And you're like, oh, how come you all thought I was this fucking loser when I was taking naps before kids? That's why. Also, you get to use the words because I said so, and everyone listens to you.
Oh, my God. I have to admit, it is a dream of mine.
Okay, so, like, Jaden's like, can I have ice cream? I'm like, yeah, sure. It's 10:30. Sure, you can have ice cream. I make up the rules when I want to. And then they're like, can I have a chocolate? No. Why? You just had ice cream. Okay, but I want chocolate now. No, why? Because I said so. Yes. And that's it. The argument's fucking over. You know how easy my life would have been growing up if everyone was just like, oh, because Tracy said so, and that's it. End of conversation.
Wow.
Had I known this was going to be so easy.
Like, I know a lot of women don't, you know, they're like, oh, I don't really think I want kids. I don't, but like, could you imagine that, like, that alone
everything
is
you
a reason.
Say being like, them asking, like, can I do this? Is it okay if I do? Yeah. No.
It's incredible power.
Sure, maybe. It's like a power trip.
It's
amazing. Also, you get to shop all the time, and no one's like, oh my God, you're so selfish because you're always shopping for change of seasons, air quotes, for the kids.
Wow.
Because the kids, air quote, need school clothes.
Right.
Need summer clothes. Need play clothes. New shoes, sure, for me and the kids because I have to chase after them and I need new shoes.
Whoa, you sold me.
And I feel like a bonus one, maybe like you get to make up your own traditions.
Yeah, that's fun.
Like, okay, so Skylar just lost her first tooth. Yeah, okay, she woke up this morning and she came downstairs and she was so excited. She's like, well, first of all, my sister-in-law Tara slept over. So Tara and her slept together and she woke up crying. And Tara was like, oh my God, what's wrong? And she was like, my tooth, something's wrong, it's loose. And she was like, oh my God, that's amazing. Like, you have like your tooth, you're gonna fall out, you're gonna be a big girl, you get big girl teeth. And she was like so excited, she ran down and told me because I was already downstairs with Jules.
It's like crazy she knew to explain that her tooth hurt. Do you know what I
mean?
Yeah,
like she was like, something's wrong. Like she must have pushed it with her tongue and been like, that's
holy
not
shit.
Right. Yes.
Wait, did you Mayday. For this moment
Mayday.
At all?
No. She comes downstairs and she tells me, and I was like, oh my God, you have to hold on to it. Let's take a video to send it to everyone so they could see, like, grandma, grandpa, aunt, whatever, whatever. Yeah, so then I was like, oh my God, put your tooth in this little tie baggie, this little pink baggie. We're going to leave it under the thing for the tooth fairy. Meanwhile, now I have to go write a note from the tooth fairy, put some glitter on it, spray it with perfume, put the money. I have to remember to do all that. So like, these are all nice, but like, you get excited for the first one and then you're like, holy fuck,
how many teeth
Jaden,
did you have to lose?
Not only that, I gotta do this for Jaden and then I gotta man it up a little bit for Julian.
Oof.
Yeah,
how many teeth do they have
right now? They eat, Skylar and Jaden have 20, and then
what?
Julian is on his 17th.
You're gonna do
no,
that for 16th. Every tooth?
He's on his 16th because he didn't get his molars yet, his 2-year molars. So
I'm just letting you know, if you give them $20 a tooth, you're down $1,200.
No, each kid, right? Oh, I'm down already that just from formula. A
yeah,
month.
But
don't worry,
you don't even consider their teeth.
Wait, no, so. I'll do, well, when back when before me and Corey had kids and we were like, one day our kids are going to lose a tooth, $100 for the first tooth, $20 each other tooth. Yeah, okay. Guess what she's getting? A 20, a pat on the butt, and then take her to the store and spend your 20 if you want. And then every other tooth after that, she'll get 10.
I used to get My Little Ponies under my pillow.
That's really cute. I want to find something, like tonight I'll figure out something to do that's special that I do every time, but I have to remember every fucking time to do it.
All right, so.
Okay, so I know all the stuff I did to get pregnant, but like, what did you and Danny, like, were there certain things people told you that you took and like ran with and you're like, we're trying this?
Can't believe I'm talking about this, but okay. So one thing I want to say is that when you're trying to conceive and it's out there, you know, one thing everyone tells you is like, just have fun and relax and don't stress and eat healthy, don't drink. And you're just like, okay, that's unrealistic. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
I think the have fun part is the only thing I support.
Of
the rest
of
it's like,
you want to have fun. But for some people that are dealing with infertility 2 years in, it's not going to be fun. No matter how hard you want it to be fun. You know, even for me, listen, since my miscarriage, it took months to get my period back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to wait two, three cycles of having my period back before my doctor like wanted us to try again. So for me,
your body's regulating.
Yeah, we want you like to recover, your body to recover, you know, it was like traumatized.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm like, okay, now I'm losing months. My timeline's off, right? Mm-hmm. So even though it hasn't been that long for me, 2 months in, I'm already frustrated because I'm like, well, you know, we know how we are, women. Mm-hmm. We want it now.
Now.
That's it.
Like yesterday.
So when I first started trying with Denny, I used, you know, the ovulation strips and it worked. And I got pregnant really easily. It was bing, bang, boom. So let me talk to you guys about that technique, first of all, because it's a perverted technique and it's called sperm meets egg plan, SMEP. I remember the first time I was Googling and I was like, please God, they have initials for it because it's such a perverted name. Sperm meets egg. So pretty much ovulation awareness and intercourse timing. This is just learning your cycle. And it takes months. That's why I tell people, I'm like, I planned getting pregnant like months before. I was like learning my cycle and ovulation because I wasn't in touch with my body. It's crazy how I am now. Like, I get it, how it all works. Like, I ovulate the 14th of every month. I know it. You know what I mean? And you can have apps. You could download these apps. I use this app, Ovia. There's one called Flow, Premom. They make it really easy. Pretty much, you know, during your cycle, however long it may be, there's really only 6 days you can get pregnant, which is crazy, right? So you have 5 days leading up before you ovulate and then the day of ovulation. So your chances of getting pregnant each month are only 20%. So I think that's another reason women get frustrated really easily and they're willing to try whatever, because those odds are not good. Like, you could have sex every day, twice a day, and it doesn't like increase your chances by that much. So I think, you know, people get frustrated 6 months in. It's not uncommon. It doesn't mean you're infertile or you're having problems.
Yeah, even, no, it doesn't mean that you're never going to have
a
baby.
No, it's normal.
It just means that your body's catching up.
I talked to so many of you guys. You're in your 20s. It's taken a year. It's normal. Talk to your doctor. They'll tell you, like, this is normal.
It took us 6 months to have Skylar.
Yeah, like, it's not an unusual thing. It's this. Listen, a lot of this episode is not science, but this
oh,
is
Oh, no,
science.
We are the we are the Bill Nye the Science Guy of bad examples. Just call me Bill.
But this is science. The chances are not good. So tracking your ovulation is one of the normal things we're going to say, that it does help. Don't make yourself crazy.
Yeah,
over
I think
it.
That's the difference. I think knowing when you ovulate is good, to just know and be like, oh, let's try to, you know.
It helps your
increase. Definitely
your odds.
However, when people are obsessively tracking it, that's when it doesn't work.
I've done it. I've taken a month off of doing it. I ordered, you know, they're $10 on Amazon. You get the month of strips. But like this month, I'm not doing it. Like I just back and forth. And if you're not doing it, you know, you just have sex a few times a week and you're bound to hit one of those days.
And like Jess knows her ovulation days. So she's like, all right, whatever. The second week of it, I just know that it's on. And but I feel like you can't be like, hey, you have to get home because I have 10 minutes more of ovulating. Like, that's killing the vibe. And it's making it a job.
Yeah, you're going to try your best to not make this a job.
Yeah, like,
it is hard.
Still have a good time and practice.
I've had a month. The first month I was able to try again is the month where I was a psychopath because I felt like I had lost time.
Yeah, well,
so,
definitely.
I went nuts. So here's some things I'm going to admit to that are fucking so
yay.
Embarrassing. All right.
Tea,
so
spill it.
What do you know about cervical mucus besides that it's fucking gross?
Okay. That you lose your mucus plug.
Oh, that. All right.
But I don't even.
Save
fucking. Why are we
me.
Talking about that?
Because when your cervical mucus is clear, stretchy, like egg whites. That's how they
I'm
describe
gonna throw
it.
Up. I don't know.
That means you're ovulating. So if
I'll
you're,
like actually throw up.
If you're
this.
Not using the strips, you can actually jam your finger up there and you can see your cervical mucus and see if you're
goodbye.
Ovulating. I fucking did this
goodbye.
Once and I will never ever do
it. I don't
it
even
want
to talk about it. I can't even talk about
it's
it right now.
Horrible.
I'm gonna throw up. I feel my body like getting weak.
Tracy, I'm on so many of these Facebook groups and women are just like, yeah, like checked my cervical mucus. And I'm like, what are you guys meaning? Are you just like fingering yourselves all day?
I'm gonna throw
the
fuck up.
They're like, it's horrible. But it's one thing that you can do that if you want to do this naturally. Another thing you can do is you can take your temperature. I'll admit I did this like twice and then I was like, I'm done. I'm not taking my temperature every morning. It's like it makes you a little crazy. Okay, socks.
Oh,
someone
my,
told me.
Here you go.
Someone told me
if he fucks you with his socks on,
wear warm socks. You're gonna keep your blood flow good, the circulation to your vagina, whatever. So here I am fucking in socks, and mid fucking, Dennis just goes, "You're wearing socks."
Jenny, yes. And they're my freaking yellow tie-dye Bombas socks. And nice. He's just like, this is like weird, whatever. So I'm like, all right, that one's out. Not doing that again. Like, if he actually notices them, like,
done. If he's like, why do you have your socks on? That's a problem. It's a mood killer.
Now, one thing people, you've definitely heard this. Like, everyone's heard this, right? After you have sex, you put your legs in the air.
This is what I told you is what everyone told me to do.
All right, so I've heard this from everybody, and wait till we go through these questions, because some of y'all are doing headstands and I don't even understand it. But for me, I did read the doctors do suggest what after you do like a cycle of IVF or IUI, they make you like lay there for like 10 minutes. Just for 10 minutes, not for fucking 2 hours, you guys. Not, we don't have to lay, sit on your head.
Yeah, but you're laying on a hospital bed-ish or like a checkup bed. You're not laying with your legs on the headboard back down, yeah, shimmying your ass up every few minutes. Like, you're not increasing the process that much.
So I'll admit I did this the first time around, and I'd be like, all right, I'm going to bake now. And my husband would be like, bleh. Like, he's like, but he get up. I'm fucking laying in bed. And what does he do? He gets up. I hear on the other TV, he's got the game on. He's making himself dinner.
He doesn't have to do anything.
And I'm laying there
his
like.
His job is done as a man.
I know.
Come at me and get the fuck out.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm bored as shit. I'm like, bring me the remote. Bring me food. He's bringing me, feeding me French fries because I don't want to move. Like, the things we put ourselves through, they're fucking silly.
And they don't get it. They're like, I'm gonna go make a sandwich now. Are you done laying? Are you done baking? Okay, let's get a next.
So that one I'll admit to, although I do it now still, but I've cut the time. Like, I'll lay for 10 minutes. I'm not sitting there for a fucking hour. I've got shit to do. I'm also like not holding in my pee anymore. Like, that was one that I read. Like, I was trying not to pee it out. Like, I'm just being normal human. That's like my big thing now. I'm living my best life. Okay.
Just being normal and not trying hacks every second.
Pre-seed. Have you heard of this?
Is this like pre-cum?
After I did this episode, I got so many fucking messages. Pre-seed. It's a miracle. I got pregnant every time using pre-seed.
Oh, it's like a medicine?
It's like a...
Oh, you're growing. So you're putting seeds inside.
No.
like from the store?
It's like... All right. It's like goo and you squirt it up yourself.
What is with all of the stickiness? I'm going to throw up. People don't get it. I have like a weird flex with this.
Dude, wait till I tell you the next one. It's horrible. So I got a box of pre-seed. First of all, this shit's, all of it's expensive.
Because they're all lying to you.
It's just, listen, I don't need extra lubrication. This shit was like, it was like a flood zone. Like, I was like,
ew.
It was not good. I'm like, I'm not using this shit again. Like, my husband didn't even like it. He was like, it's too much. Like, stop using all this shit.
What the fuck?
Like, horrible. But people swear by it. Swear by it. Like, I even see it in my Facebook groups. They're just like, pre-seed, got pregnant every time I pre-seed. And I'm like, okay. The next one's really shameful. Soft cups. Do you know what?
I don't know if I can take
anymore. Do you know what a soft cup is, or a diva cup?
No.
Okay, so people use them for their periods now instead of tampons, right?
Oh my God, what the fuck?
So the big rumor in these trying to conceive groups with soft cups, right, is that all the shit, by the way, is like the most shittiest science to me. So after he finishes in you, you jam a soft cup up there, and it's supposed to keep all of the sperm from going
one
direction.
Why is all these companies just continually trying to get them to shove shit up your vagina?
So there's a few.
I've heard three things so far, and it's all about shoving inside.
I know. Well, keeping everything like in there and like in the right direction. So the soft cups were interesting, okay, because I want to say.
You did all of this?
I did this. I did the soft cup. So I did the soft cup, and I'm like, whoa, this is weird. You like don't feel it. So what it actually does is it's, God, how do I describe this to you guys? It's
like a coffee filter?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Wow. That was a shot in the fucking dark. I can't believe I guessed that.
It's like this big, and then you fold it, and you jam it up, and then when it's in there, it opens.
Like a cupcake
thing. And it literally goes around your
cervix. What are those little cupcake, those... holders, the cupcake holders.
So you squeeze it and then it opens, and I swear to God, you do not feel it at all, to the point where I had my period and I was like, oh, I'm gonna try this shit with my period. That
oh my God, I wish you never told me that.
Did not work out, but that's for another day. But
never again.
they work on like a lighter day. Let's just say that. But so I use these fucking soft cups. But
I'm one of God's favorite. I get it for 3 days. I have no light days.
So do I.
God's favorite.
Pound it out.
It's because we're Scorpios.
3 fucking days. Mm-hmm. But the first day is always pretty tough.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm dying every day. But it's fine. 3 tough. Days and I'm done. Wrap it up.
So these soft cups were interesting. But, like, you know, then you, like, they say, like, you can get up and, like, live your life with them in you. But I'm, like, I'm just, I'm literally, like, a cum bucket. Like, a cum dumpster.
That's what you are, a cum dumpster.
Yeah. Like,
it's fine. Yeah. That's what I'm going to call you, CD.
I am, like,
all right. For the rest of your life, you're just a cum dumpster.
So another thing they tell you is Mucinex and cough medicine, like, thins out your, like, walls.
Who figured all this shit
Dude,
out?
I don't
just
know.
Just come in me 1,000 times a day and that's
done.
It.
I know. This is what I have, is what I've done.
And guys, on the other spectrum, I've never done any of this. I never Googled any of this. I was like, he's like, hey, you want to start trying? I'm like, yeah, come in me. Thanks. And then we got pregnant. This is fucking blowing my mind, all this shit.
To climax together to help draw the sperm to the egg. This is all, like, a lot of work.
This seems like homework to me.
Some of it's fun to try.
Who's coming at the same time?
Some of it's fun to try. So my friend told me that her husband is... All right. So my friend's husband's friends with a urologist, right? And he told her that if the guys ice their jewels 10 minutes before sex, it stimulates the sperm and draws out the strongest sperm, okay?
Ice them, like, in a bucket?
My friend swears by this. She got pregnant twice that way by icing his balls, okay? So
that
I go to Denny.
Painful.
I go to Denny. I'm like, can I ice your balls? He's like, no fucking way. No fucking way.
I'm sitting here speechless.
And then he's like, compromise. If you put the ice in your mouth, we'll do it. And I'm like, fucking bullshit.
Compromise if you put the ice in your mouth and then my balls in your mouth.
Yeah.
I will ice my balls in your mouth.
And I'm like, no other women have this problem. The other women on these groups I see are like, yeah, if I ice my man's balls for half an hour.
Not Office of Denny.
What kind of bitches are you guys married to?
Who the fuck is letting you traumatize them like that? Those poor little balls.
Acupuncture, which I do anyway, but they say acupuncture help. I've been told to eat pineapples.
I know why you eat pineapples, by the way.
Why?
Makes you taste good.
Oh.
Did you not know this? There's a whole song. It's a rap song called Diced Pineapples.
Diced Pineapples.
And it literally makes you, I mean, like, hopefully you do anyway, but it makes you, like, on another level.
Geritol is a vitamin, and literally so many women talk about taking this vitamin. Oh, I swear by it, it gets you pregnant, that the company itself had to put out a statement saying, there is no fucking evidence. This will help you get pregnant. Like, that's literally on their box because so many women are like, oh, this is
the trick.
This is the trick. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what else? Heating pads. So they say, like, if you warm your uterus, like, so after sex, like, lay with a heating pad. I've done all of these fucking stupid ass tricks. Okay.
I don't have words.
Yeah.
I'm so taken back by the amount of shit that people do.
And the only other thing, fertility tea. I've done that too. There's a fertility drink called Pre-Mama. There's Pink Stork.
So Pre-Mom is an app, and then Pre-Mama is something else.
Yeah, it's like a tea, like a tincture tea every day.
Oh my God.
I've read so many different things and I haven't read them at once. So, like, you know, one day I'm trying this, one day I'm trying
that. Props to all of you people that are trying all this shit, because listening to it, I'm exhausted listening to the amount of,
and let me tell you what changed,
like, writing trips that you got to take to, like, do all this stuff.
So you guys are the ones who told me about dollar store pregnancy tests and that they really fucking work, which, like, I'm shocked by. I found them at Walmart for 88 cents.
Wow.
88 fucking cents, and I bought 40 of them, okay? And they fucking work. They're amazing. And a lot of you have, like, they've worked.
It,
like,
comes as one?
Yeah, you get one. They're, like, little guys. They're little.
They're the ones you showed me? You had, like, 75 of them in a
row? No, because I didn't know until after we did the episode. And I told people, and they're like, why are you spending, like, $20 a shot on pregnancy tests? Get them at the dollar store. And I was like, holy shit. And then I found them at Walmart.
I would never have
trusted
the dollar store.
I know, but so many people were like, they work, they work, they work. And I bought them. They fucking sure do work.
They sure do.
Okay. So those are just some of the things that
I want to know what baddies wrote in, what they've done.
Oh my God. So I thought I was fucking weird. I think, like, the stuff I've tried, like, you know, wearing socks, laying down, like, some of the stuff, like, is common and, like, you've heard before. Some of this shit, you guys are fucked up. You guys are more fucked up than me. I'm just wondering which of these I'm going to try.
You're going to do some of their suggestions. Oh, I can't wait to hear these.
Honestly, probably not. Why don't we take a break, go to commercial, and then when we come back, read what you baddies are up to in the bedroom trying to conceive. Because it's fucking crazy.
It's weird, weird, weird.
Okay, guys, we might not want to admit it, but being healthier, getting in shape is good for fertility. I've seen it happen, you guys. Like, you shouldn't just do this for your fertility. Do it for you. Fall is coming. The change of leaves and the change of season should be a change of you.
You guys are sculpting your body in the convenience of your own home. Nobody looking at you. No one judging you because you don't know how to use the equipment. You're getting a workout from amazing trainers, Andrea Rogers, the founder of the worldwide sensation Extend Bar, or even the newest workout they have, Rough Around the Edges, which is six of the most badass stunt women in the business. So you're getting, like, you're not just doing it on your own and having to watch a video. You're getting, like, the best people teaching you how to get the best body.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about other people in the gym watching you or the pressure to, like, keep up with your, you know, like, fucking, you're like, look at this girl. She comes here clearly, like, three times a day. and then you're shamed and you go home with your head down low. No, do that shit in your room. It's so easy to do, and you can do it on anything, on your TV, your tablet, your smartphone, and even your Roku.
You guys going on vacation, I feel like the most sad thing when I'm walking by the gym at vacation and I see people working out, and I'm like, that's not inspiring me.
No,
that's
it's not.
Making me sad.
No.
So when you're in your own room in the morning, work out there. Work out at the end of the night after you've showered and you have this gorgeous tan.
I'm so happy that annoys other people too.
It's like so annoying when I walk by and I'm like, who the fuck are you think you are?
Yeah.
Work out in the privacy of your own home like a real person.
Like, we're on vacation. We're trying to have fun and enjoy ourselves. Don't try to shame me because you're in shape. I hate
you. God, work out on your iPhone.
And you know what we love about Open Fit is it really does increase your energy and really does make you feel better inside. And people who want to lose weight fast, this is the way to do it. Lose
results
up to 15 pounds in 30 days.
That's big. This is like the perfect thing for brides or like moms who want to drop weight before they get pregnant, because you're dropping the weight and then you're not as concerned about all the weight you gain while you get pregnant. It's great. It's
you're getting
fast
healthy.
Weight.
Yeah. We love Open Fit. Open Fit's changed the way I work out, and I'm giving you our code, which is texting bad examples to 303030303030. Join us on our fitness journey, personalized just for you.
Standard message and data rates may apply, but right now, during the Open Fit 30-day challenge, all of our listeners are again going to get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to Open Fit when you text Jessica
bad examples to 303030303030.
You will get full access to Open Fit, all the workouts and nutrition information totally free.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Stitch Fix. I love me some Stitch Fix, okay?
I know. You always, like, always tell me, like, have you ordered? Have you ordered? Have you ordered?
Bro, because I was shocked. Because, like, there's some things that, like, that will never work for me. Like, I don't wear jeans. Like, people always peer pressure me, wear jeans.
Why aren't you wearing jeans? When I wear it?
Wear your jeans, Jesse.
People are like, oh, my God, she's wearing jeans. She's having a mental breakdown.
Oh, my God. I'm not a jean fan. And I can't believe that Stitch Fix, literally, you could put in, like, bitch, I don't want jeans. Don't send me jeans. Like, yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. You're going to go simple, you're going to go sophisticated, adventurous, however you dress. The stylist at Stitch Fix can help you with your new favorite piece. When it comes to shopping for clothes, most of us are amateurs, obviously. So why not let the professionals handle it? People who know what will look good on your body.
It's literally, like, they're not exaggerating when they say you're getting a personal stylist. Mm-hmm. They ask you every single thing about your style. It takes 5 minutes to do, but you literally, you feel good after. You can even upload a Pinterest board. Have you done that?
No, I haven't, but that's amazing because that I feel it's like incredible. That's where I put everything I want. Yeah. You feel like a celebrity. These people are catering to you and your body and your look.
Yes.
And wherever you're going, it's literally like having somebody in your closet with you.
And you know what I like too? Like, they were like, well, what size are you? And then they were like, well, how do you like things to fit? Because, like, just because I might wear mediums, like, I love everything extra large. Like, I like flowy. Yeah. Yep. Like, soft, comfy things, and like, they took that into account, and I'm just like, this is amazing. I love Stitch Fix.
After you guys complete your style profile, your expert personal stylist will send you a hand-picked box of items based on your style and preference. But with Stitch Fix, everyone can look their best. They have solutions for men, women, kids all over the U.S., and now they include the U.K.
Whoop, whoop.
No subscription is required. You pick between automatic shipments or just getting new pieces on demand. You do shipping, exchanges, returns. They're always free. And plus, you guys get a $20 styling freeze automatically applied by anything that you want for your box.
Amazing. Get started today at stitchfix.com/bad examples and get 25% off when you keep everything in your box. That sounds so perverted. I'm sorry.
It's
every time.
Perfect for our show. Again, you guys, at stitchfix.com/bad examples.
Get 25% off when you keep everything in your box. Oh my God. One of the baddies messaged me on Instagram and was like, help me, I'm on level like 60
best
and
beans.
I don't know what to do, and I'm a real human and I need to stop.
If you guys are looking for a fun way to pass the time while challenging your brain and enjoying breathtaking visuals and gripping stories, you guys, the answer is Best Fiends. It's a casual game. Anybody could play. It's made for adults, and you could spend as little or as much time as you want on the game.
We love Best Fiends. I mean, Tracy and I love to challenge each other.
When I kick your ass.
She does.
Mean?
You know what, though? She doesn't know I've been practicing.
Oh, here we go.
So, you know, bring it on, bitch. But, you know, this is a 5-star rated game with amazing characters, puzzles, and you can play with your friends and your family.
Bright colors, good visuals.
Best Fiends updates the game monthly with new levels and new events, so it never gets old. So it's not like a game that you're going to ever get bored playing. And you can play it anytime, anywhere. You don't need Wi-Fi to play.
100 million downloads globally.
It doesn't matter that Tracy beats me because I've collected the cutest characters. And it's fun when you get to use them to beat each level. And my character is 100% cuter than Tracy's character.
Okay, so whatever you say, I'm still beating you.
Download the app for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Engage your brain with fun puzzles, collect tons of cute characters, 5-star rated mobile puzzle game on the Apple App Store and the Google Play. Download what?
I'm sorry, in the Google Play. Sounds so out of touch, like not cool. The Google.
And Google. Download free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Fiends. That's how you're going to spell it. It's Friends without the R. So Best Fiends.
Best Fiends. Friends without the R.
Yeah, Friends without the R. Yeah, bitch. Brewmate's my favorite.
We love Brewmate. We hate warm alcohol and we love Brewmate.
Every time I've taken it somewhere, and I take it with me always.
Yeah.
I take my wine glasses, the insulated wine glasses with me, and people are always like, where? Where did you get that? Because of the color that I pick.
They're so cute.
I have like a white and black marble one. And it slides open and closed so it doesn't spill if you drop the wine. It's got a cover on it.
The wine-cellator.
I love that. That's such a great name. Why didn't I ever think of that? And then it comes, you have a huge container to put the wine in that keeps it room temperature or cold, however you guys want it. And then the matching glasses are just adorable. Everyone's constantly asking me where you got it from. I'm always like, yo, you got to check out Brewmate. I'm really obsessed with it.
I got my Hopsilator Slim, perfect for a White Claw. And that is what I plan to do this cycle. I am going to get drunk with my Brewmate. My cold beer. Oh my God, Denny loves his Brewmate.
He got like a wooden one, right?
Yeah,
the wooden.
Such a dude.
Yeah,
dude
it was move. Such. It was such a guy thing to do.
You've seen him carry that thing around the yeah. house, like
he walks around with it, and I'm like, is that a Brewmate?
Yeah.
I was like, when did he get that? Like, you've transformed your husband.
He loves that shit. It makes really good gifts too.
Don't settle for warm alcohol any longer. Chill out with your favorite drinks all day long with Brewmate. I am not kidding. The summer just ended and I used Brewmate all day at the beach. I would put my iced coffee in it in the morning, and at the end of the day, it was still cold after the long day at yes. the beach. And it's good because I now do soccer on Saturdays with the girls. So oh. my drinks are always cold. The girls' drinks are always cold. Even if I give them a Brewmate for school, their drinks are insulated and cold all day.
You give the girls Brewmate.
Well, for school, you need to keep your drink cool. And that's amazing. It's so cool.
Do we have a promo code for all the moms obviously. With children who need Brewmate?
That need lunch drinks? You're going to visit brewmate.com. It's brewmate.com. Add the code bad examples to get 15% off your first order. That's 15% off your first order when you go to brewmate.com using bad examples as your code.
Guys, Brewmate is for your beer, wine, spirits, whatever you're drinking. Brewmate is going to make every sip the perfect temperature. So we got a ton of you that, you know, gave us the advice you've received or stuff you've tried to conceive.
Takes the cake.
The first thing we're going to go through, because we separated it, is the first one's by gender. So as you know, some people have to have a boy or they have to have a girl. They're never happy. So this is fucking interesting.
My favorite is the first, maybe.
Wear cowboy boots for a boy.
Amazing.
So you're telling me who's wearing the boots? Me?
There's no explanation. Just everyone in the room is wearing cowboy boots. Yeah. Nobody has clothes on. Everyone has cowboy boots. Is it like a guarantee if you wear a hat too?
Like if you have the belt or a little gun on your head?
Yeah, like a water gun even?
I mean, what's the conversation with your significant other to like let them
fuck,
know?
We really got to go boot shopping. Yeah. So I'm trying to have a boy. All right. Do it in the water for a girl.
Have you ever heard that?
No. First of all, doing it in the water sucks. Have you ever had sex in the water?
Fuck yeah.
I've had sex in a pool and been like, I literally looked at him. I'm like, it's not you, but this is the worst fucking sex I've ever had.
It's not you, it's water.
It's not you, it's water. This is fucking miserable.
Oh, that's a good one. Like, where did that come from? Wear out a man if you want a girl so his sperm is lazy. What does that even mean?
First of all, his sperm and his stamina have nothing to do with each other. His sperm is separate, but that's what they mean, is because boy sperm is lazier than girl's sperm. So boy sperm is going to take longer to get to the egg. Girl's sperm is going to get there fast. But that has nothing to do with him like going out and like, oh, take me to the movies, take me shopping. That's not going to be sperm lazy.
Only men can have lazy sperm. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Their sperm also has headaches and can't get off the couch.
Tracy, did you do this next one?
Open the window to have a boy. Let some fresh fucking air in here. I need a boy.
If you want a girl, let him orgasm first. Explain to first me how of all, that. What do you mean first? For
first,
him?
First, it's over.
Yeah, what?
First, it's over.
In what scenario is he finished? What happened? What are you doing?
And you're just sitting there like, wow, I'm not pregnant or fucking satisfied. Yeah. Excellent.
Okay.
Oh, good. I thought the other one was my favorite. This one. Just in. Wear a pirate costume if you want a boy. I can't make this shit up. This says that. Wear a pirate costume if you want a boy, because the sperms inside you will be like, arr, matey. She's wearing the costume.
Arr.
Leave the women and sperm at home. Send all the boys.
Okay. That I wear a pirate costume if you want a boy. These are things people have tried.
These are people telling people this fucking advice.
Yeah.
Who, if you wrote into us and these were any of yours, we can't be friends.
Eat peaches for a girl.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Keep a bowl of lemons next to the nightstand. Don't eat the lemons. Just have them there because your sperm can see the lemon sitting there in the bowl.
Eat apple pie and ride on top for a girl.
I think that's cherry pie, and that's a whole different type of situation.
Eat pie. Like, what? Like, let me just kill this whole, let me crush
let
this
me
whole
eat
pie,
this entire pie.
Feel like an obese fuck, and then I'll get on top of you.
You're watching too much American Pie is what you're watching.
Yeah.
All right. Orange juice to get a boy. Why? Because of the acid? Like, that. Where's the scientific proof behind that?
Do it during a full moon for a boy.
Hold up. The night that me and Corey found out that we were pregnant, it was a full moon. I still have the video. I'll send it to you for the...
With who?
With Julian.
Whoa.
And I said, oh my God, it's a full moon. Do you think that means boy? And he goes, I don't know. I have the video. I'm going to send it to you.
Wow. Maybe the full moon. Maybe
full
there's
mooning,
something about it.
I don't
it.
Know. That one I may support.
All right.
This one, I do not. Put a pot under your bed and flip it over in the morning for a girl and the evening for a boy.
What?
Okay.
I'm doing that later. Put a pot under my bed.
Don't fall asleep while trying. If you're falling asleep while fucking, don't worry about having a baby because you need to throw the whole husband away.
Wait, don't fall asleep while trying. The baby will look like your hubby.
I fucking literally chose Corey because I was like, oh my God, he's so gorgeous. That means I'm going to have beautiful kids. Oh, and I do love him on top of that. But like, how do you not think of that when you're like meeting somebody? You're like, oh my God, I don't want my kids to look like him.
Tracy.
Really?
Who's falling asleep?
Really? If you're falling asleep, there's bigger issues than gender.
Not just while trying to have a baby. It's that boring.
Don't
to
fall
you.
Asleep while trying. The baby will look like your hubby. That's what I just read. I know that I read that.
I feel like we should end the show, but there is actually more. So the next group is advice people have tried or have been given to conceive. Okay.
Oh, fuck God.
All right. Sit with your legs up in the doorway for hours. For hours.
Hours on end.
So literally just sit
fuck
in
all
your doorway. Like, you get out of bed, you walk to the door, and you fuck all your plans.
Yeah, fuck your plans. I'll hours. Be here waiting if you need me in the doorway. Drink room temperature water and eat sweet potatoes.
BRB, going to get sweet potatoes.
BRB,
right now.
Taking all the water out of my fridge.
But like, where does that even come from?
After he finishes, make sure he holds you upside down so the semen can travel far. Cum can crawl faster. Towel over vagina to hold it in.
All right. So
I wish I was fucking lying to you guys. These are the things that people are telling other humans.
So, like, the whole thought, this is, like, a big thing in the trying to conceive world. Is
wasted
that, like,
cum?
Is, yeah, like, the gravity, like, that it'll fall out. But, like, that's not how it works. Like, you don't have to, like, your semen can't crawl. They don't crawl. They don't have legs.
I've never seen one up close. Maybe they have legs.
They don't crawl on all fours, like, to go in the right direction. Like, I don't think putting a towel over your vagina is going to hold everything inside.
Pretty sure the towel will absorb everything that was yeah. going to just fall out.
Be on top so his cum shoots straight up. What, like a?
I hate this show.
Like a fountain.
Yeah, I hate this show. Fuck the show.
So actually, they're literally contradict each other. One is like,
yeah,
making you hold you upside down so it doesn't like leak out.
Oh,
the
constant
other ones.
Contradictions. Oh, here's the next one. After he comes, lay upside down so sperm can make it to the egg. So another contradiction. Yeah. My mom told me the most fertile month is December.
Where's the science to back that up?
Mm.
Take a spoonful of hot sauce.
No, that's what you want to do when you want your baby the fuck out of you. I took a shot of it. All right. Julian, I took a shot
I've
of hot
sauce.
I've
heard some of those rumors that I believe, but like, take a spoonful of hot sauce before you have sex is just like not
it
sexy.
It seems super not. Sorry for my hot breath in your face.
Do a handstand for 10 minutes after sex. Hold on. Tracy, can you do a headstand?
Sure. For 10 minutes? No, for 10 seconds, sure.
The time it would take me to get into handstand position.
The cum's out already.
It's out.
It's gone.
It's gone for 10 minutes.
Legs behind your head for 30 minutes. These people think we're gymnasts. They think this is a fucking Olympics.
I couldn't do that when I was 12, let alone 30. Like, my legs are not going behind my head for anywhere for 30 minutes.
Wait, this lady's talking about ice in the balls. Make him sit in a bathtub of ice for 10 minutes before sex.
I couldn't even get my husband to put a little ice on his
nuts. I can't
nuts.
Get him to clean the bathroom, let alone put ice in it.
Sit in the bathtub for 10. What man is doing that?
Face your ass to the moon.
Hey, there might be some. You're a big
extraterrestrial.
Moon. You're a big moon in the air kind of girl.
Yeah, after I was pregnant, I was like, ooh, I wonder if that meant it was a boy. But I was already pregnant.
I don't know, Charlie. There might be something to that moon theory. You always put your ass in the air and you always, you know.
And if not, you tie a string around a tree.
Yo, honey, where are you going? BRB, just taking the shoe.
I really
want
to get pregnant. I'm going to just go tie this string around that tree out there.
Oh, my God. Make your husband eat ginger. I don't know what that would do. Maybe it does something to his sperm.
Do it on a full moon. Keep your clothes on and don't look at each other. Oh, the sperm's going to know if you make that eye contact. They're going to be like, fuck that, not today. Turn around. Car's going back. I'll turn this car right around.
Keep your clothes on. How is sex even supposed to happen?
Cut a hole in the pant. I don't know.
Do it on a full moon. Keep your clothes on and don't look
don't
at each
wash
other.
Afterwards. I don't want that person as a listener.
Don't wash
I'm done.
Afterwards.
I'm fucking
I
done.
Hear that a lot. Like, women don't want to pee. They don't want to shower. Like, be a normal person. Like, that's one thing that
don't
doctors
shower.
Have said. Like, you're good. You're good.
You want to shower. The first thing I do is shower after sex. If you're putting in the work as if you should be.
Right.
You need to shower before and after sex. Thank you. Your partner will thank us. What the hell is this next section?
Just staring at you.
Push like you're taking a big shit. What is this regarding? The birth?
No, I don't know. That it was one of the responses.
People told you to get pregnant. You push like you're taking a big shit. Do it facing north.
Wait, time out.
North Pole vibes.
What fucking way is north? Like my
I have...
Take out my
I
app?
Would get lost in a forest so fast. I couldn't tell you which way is north, south, east, or west. I know that the sun rises on the east and sets on the west. Rises on the west, sets on the east. I don't know anything about forget that. I don't know
do
anything.
Do it facing north. Are we Google Maps? Like I don't know how one is supposed to know
I
that.
I couldn't tell you where north was if I'd had gone to my head.
Don't let him pull out after for 5 minutes. No, no, no.
I just want to talk about the conversation. Did you see those Yankees today? While he's fucking inside you. Not hard. Soft as fuck. Face to face. Waiting. I can't even look at you when we have this conversation. I'm not even looking in your eyes.
I have a serious question, though. Is it physically possible for him to stay inside of you soft for 5 minutes?
I don't know.
Does it just like plop? Like,
I mean, I hope he's a little bigger than that.
Just squeezed right out.
Ew, I hope. Ew, I'm skeeved. I don't know. Like, put your husband's baby shoes under the bed. What the fuck did they just write?
Put your husband's baby shoes under
when
the bed.
When he was a baby?
Yeah, so I guess I have to ask my mother-in-law for his baby shoes.
I plan on fucking your kid tonight. Can you give me his baby shoes
yeah, it's like
so I could put him
bed.
Under the bed?
There's a lot of under the bed things going
put
on.
Put a cake turtle under the bed. Who? I'm done.
What's a cake turtle?
I don't fucking know. Drink a raw egg every day and get salmonella and then pass it to your baby.
Wait. Drink a raw egg every day.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's if you want to get like really jacked. Make tea out of the fallen off. Nope. I can't read it.
Make tea out of the fallen off umbilical cord from someone's first child.
I just broke into a cold sweat. I feel so
no one
literally
said
lightheaded.
This episode was going to be easy to do, Trey. You know,
I fucking threw that. I could not wait for the umbilical cord to fall off so I could throw it in the fucking garbage. For people that are like, I saved mine. For what? Have you ever looked at it? It's like a shriveled.
Yeah, you're fucking
little
an alien.
Piece of black.
We're
why would
aliens.
You ever save that?
I don't know. I'm gonna throw up now.
Told my husband to eat a fig. Swear it works. After 8 years of trying and 3 miscarriages, he ate a fig bar and I
See?
Got sick.
This is the shit. Like,
those are coincidences.
Yeah.
A
I mean,
fig bar is not getting you pregnant.
You've
got
to conceive to believe.
I guess. Follow the Chinese calendar. Use a turkey baster.
All right.
Go
so
vegan. I can't make this shit. So
I'm in a group, right? And this woman was like, yeah, my husband's like been like really sick and we can't have sex, but I really want another baby, whatever. And she like he like came in a cup and she used a turkey baster and she put it in her and she got fucking pregnant.
Mm. I've told one of my friends I was going to do that for her if she needed me to.
That's fucking crazy that actually
I was
works.
Like, I'll turkey baste you if you need to.
Jesus Christ. This one is great.
This one's my favorite because we all know how I feel about this.
Don't make love, have angry sex.
Yeah, always.
It's great. You're trying to have a child. Don't make love. Only have sex when you're angry.
Don't eat spicy food.
Dude, this one's interesting. Wear orange underwear. Who told us about the color orange?
The psychic.
Maybe there's something
to Okay. I'm not, I mean, okay. Drink Dr. Pepper. Okay.
Drink goat's milk. No thanks.
Eat yams.
Ew. What's a yam?
It's like a potato, but it's softer and yuckier.
Oh, is it an animal or no?
A yam? That's yeah. A yak. Leave my house. Get out of my house.
Tried for 3 years and nothing happened. Took vitamin E, D3, and Insitol. Pregnant in 3 months.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
These people who are like, it worked for me because I did this and then I got pregnant. Is that how little amount of sex that you're having that you can pinpoint the fucking number? Oh, that's it. That's the day. Have people ask me, oh my God, when did you get pregnant? And I'm tracking. Like, I don't fucking know. I have sex all day. I don't know. I have no idea when I'm pregnant.
I knew when I conceived the exact day. We were able to calculate it because I tracked it in the app. So that's what people are doing. They're looking back and they're like, well, I ate a fucking yam. So yams must be this
miracle. I don't get it. I feel like they're not having any sex. And then the one time they have sex, they're like, oh, yep, I ate a yam that day. Had sex right after. I was told to go see this Chinese lady who would crush herbs with her feet.
See, like, this is the thing. People will try anything. I got my uterus massaged by a healer 1 month later. Like, is that being like...
Is both hands up there?
Yeah.
Is he... I don't want to know the answer to that. I'm just going to keep going. This is why all wives' tales and superstitions are passed down, though. This is what people know.
Like, this is... When you're trying to get pregnant, you'll fucking try anything. And then you hear what happens. This is exactly how this fucking goes. It's a full moon one night. Somebody conceives, has a baby, and they go to their friend. Holy shit.
Oh my God. It was a full moon. Yeah. Full moon. That's what you need to do.
My ass was in the air.
Then this bitch is outside every night. Is it a full moon yet? Oh, nope, not tonight. Sorry, honey. Poor guy's suffering because you're waiting for a goddamn full moon. These are lies. The lies.
Hey, you know, anything.
I guess false hope is any hope is good.
Yeah, any hope is good. And when it comes to this shit, like, I've definitely tried some shit. Like, I can't believe that I was taking, like, cough syrup to conceive.
I think Lil Wayne does that.
Like, it's like a crackhead move. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? But, like, you're in this group and so many women swear by it. You're like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to try this, you know? But
it's almost like if all these people swear by it, like, what's the harm in trying? But, like, yes. Then you're driving yourself insane.
Yeah.
Trying all this shit. And it's like.
Yeah, but you know what? You're fucking, if you've been trying to have a baby, you're going insane anyway. You're, like, single track mind and you have nothing else. Like. You know, you can try to distract and not be stressed. And that's the fucking worst. People are like, don't stress. Okay, let's pretend I'm not going to stress over having a baby. There's about fucking a million other things in my life that are stressing me out. Like, never tell a woman trying to conceive not to stress. Like, go fuck off. Like, it's not helpful. I'd rather go to see the Chinese lady who crushes her herbs with her feet than not stress, you know? But listen, at the end of the day, these are all... mostly old wives' tales, superstitions. You've been passed down from your grandmother, your mother, whoever. And, you know, if you've been trying to conceive for more than a year, we do recommend going to see a fertility specialist or just having a talk with your gynecologist and going forward with the next steps, because modern day medicine is actually shockingly better than a lot of these things. Like,
I mean, I feel like the second that all these people are like, I was trying forever, blah, blah, blah. I gave up. We went to go to adoption agency and a month later I was pregnant. It's like when you give up.
It's another one that pisses people off though. Like, oh, don't try and it'll happen. But like.
That's like when you're looking for something and you stop looking for it. You fucking find it in seconds and you're like, oh, I just gave up looking up for this thing.
Yeah, but it's not a thing. It's a baby. It's so much harder to compare. You just can't. Fucking everyone says that shit. Like, oh, when you least expect it, it'll happen. Well, like, we want a baby. Like, so, you know, and if people that are actually infertile and like having issues, like that must be the most infuriating thing to hear over and over again when you've tried, you know, when you've howled at the moon and you've put shit under your bed and, you know, but listen, modern day science is a beautiful thing. I have so many friends that literally didn't even try for that long, just literally were like, I don't want to do this another month. Went to their doctor, maybe fibbed a little bit about how long they've been trying, did an IUI cycle, bam, pregnant, there's their baby, done.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Multiple friends, Just say like, oh yeah, we've been trying for over a year. Mm-hmm. And they start right away. But they lie because you get tired of this shit after 6 months.
Oh, it must be exhausting.
Yeah. You get tired of it. It does. I remember it fucks with your head.
6 months, I was like, I would check the pregnancy tests like religiously. Nope, not yet. Nope, not yet. And that one that came in, then you go into panic mode. Cause then you're like, holy fuck, like I wanted this, but like, yeah. Jesus Christ. The first thing I thought and the only thing I thought was like, wow, I have to like take care of like a human. I have to keep her alive.
Yeah. I think that's the one thing that's good about that I'm looking forward to my next experience, because the first time was more of like complete panic and like not regret, but like, holy shit, did we make this a good decision? Are we going to be able to do this? Now the next time is going to be more of like a, we know this is what we wanted. We felt the feeling. We feel kind of maybe when you have, you're like what you had with Jaden. At that point, you knew you're a good mom. You could do it. You could keep her alive.
Yeah. I always say that to people who are like, oh, your baby's about to fall out of the carriage. I'm like, that's just what they do. Like, I've kept this child. I've kept three of them alive for almost 5 years. I think I got this.
Yeah. So, you know, it's, listen, I we're laughing at some of them because some of them are really dramatic. Like, I really hope you're not standing upside down on your head for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah. Like, also the like blood hours. Rushing situation on top of that. How about like dangerous. The circulation for your fucking husband's balls that have been in the ice box for 10 minutes? I don't know.
I couldn't get on my, to put me in that position. Like, it's just, I can't, you know.
We wish everybody who's trying the best of luck.
Yeah.
The happiest positive vibes that could be sent to you. We have two different situations here. So it's like, we get it. And then we want you guys to understand, like, we're not giving you tips. We don't know what we're doing. That's why we're sending you to your OBGYN. But it's funny to, like, laugh at it for a few minutes.
Some of these things, too, like, you know, you don't want to make yourself crazy, but some of these things are fun to try to see if they work and to experiment and to, if you have someone else that's trying to kind of like share your tips and tricks and just, you know, do these silly things.
I was trying to have a boy and they would be like, look at the back of their neck. If their hairline comes to a point, they're going to be, the next one will be a girl. If their hair doesn't come to a point, the next one's going to be a boy or something like that. Look it up, Google it. I don't know. But then other people were like,
Wait, were they talking about your child?
Yeah, like, look at Skylar. Does she have a point on the bottom of her hairline?
See,
then it's
this
a girl.
Is the shit.
And then when you look back at it, I did look and it was accurate. Like, yeah, now looking back, I'm like, okay, it fell into play. But, like, would I have counted on that? Probably not.
You know, my best advice for you, Tracy, is to stay away from pineapple.
Like, oh no.
Stay away from dick. Actually.
I literally went from pull and pray for the last 9 years where I'd be like, just pull out before you think you're going to come. And that worked well until I was like, he would literally, we wouldn't be like, hey, are we going to start trying? He would just be like, can I come in you? I'm like, yep.
Oh.
Yep.
You know, it's so weird too. Like, you know, when you people talk about, like, we're trying. Like, that always, like, grosses me out. Like, ew, I don't want to know you're trying.
Now like, that I get I it. Know, you're actively having sex.
Yeah,
but,
like, now that I know what trying consists of, like, rocks, like, washing your rocks and wearing socks and, you know, soft cups. And it's just, it's fucked up. It's all fucked up. And, yeah, I wish you guys, you know, the best of luck. And, hopefully 2020 brings lots of babies.
Lots of baby booms.
Listen, Trey. You got to conceive to believe. Am I right?
All right, you guys. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Dimly Wit Productions, for producing this show. Thank you to all the baddies who listen. We hope this episode is like a stress reliever for you guys a little bit, a little comic relief in a tense, you know, ice balling situation. We love all of you. We want you all to know that if you haven't heard yet, I don't know how, but there is a Halloween party coming up. Men are welcome. Obviously, I got a few questions like, are guys allowed? Because I want to bring my husband. And I'm, of course, there's actually a bunch of boyfriend, girlfriends, husbands, whatever. It doesn't matter. Everybody's welcome. It's going to be a lot of fun. October 25th, costume Halloween party. We're doing gifts, giveaways, games, a DJ, open bar, buffet. You guys, it's all for $75. A night out for open bar alone is usually triple the amount. Like, we are giving you a fun night.
And we're going to be in East Rutherford, so right off the highway, a ton of hotels.
Easy,
we're going to have
convenience.
Shuttles taking you to and from the venue. Please come. We're going to have so much fun.
All of the links are in our bios on the Club Baddie on Facebook bio, Jessica's Instagram, my Instagram, Bad Example Podcast Instagram.
Yep.
It's pretty much everywhere. The tickets are going fast. We want to make sure that everybody gets a ticket. So please don't wait and be like, oh, you know, we still didn't buy them yet.
And until then, I'll be eating some yams.
Yeah.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, baddies.
Yam it up. Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.